Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
We just have a little time to spend, by the grace of God. The convention comes to an end today. Hallelujah. God has helped us. What I was afraid, as of Monday morning, I was telling people, can we postpone this convention one more week? Because I was not sure we were ready. I was not sure that I even knew what I was coming to come and preach. Can you imagine summoning people and you don't know what you will come and say? It was that seriously bad. Hallelujah. No, because it's not because I didn't know what to say, but because I didn't know what God wanted me to come and say. There are two different things. And this is part of things that we have come here to learn. When we call God or Jesus Lord, there are implications to that meaning. When the apostles began to preach, they were not preaching salvation alone. There was something that was at the core of their message, and it was the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And Lordship is not master like that. It was a Lordship that was connected to kingdom. Remember when he stood before Pilate, he said, if my kingdom were to be of this world, my people will fight. Pastor Bello said, Jesus did not come to set up a religious system. It is one of the operations of Lucifer to turn us into a religious system. It is Luciferian wisdom to compare the work of God with Islam or any other kind of religion. Jesus did not set a religious system in place. He came to set up a kingdom. And so what they call the gospel is not the gospel of Christianity. It's the gospel of a kingdom. Thy kingdom come. And the kingdom has come. Praise the Lord. And so it's not about our small fellowships, it's not about our small churches, it's not about our small titles that we carry around, it's about His kingdom. Any other agenda that is not in line or tandem with this is false. What did I say it is? It's false. I preached a message here, false finish lines. People are raising false finish lines for people. False agendas in the earth that people will use their life and they will expend their lives only to get to the other side, and God will say, depart from me, workers of iniquity, for I do not know thee. Why will that be? Was it because they were not sincere? Look, you can be sincerely wrong and still go to hell. With all your heart, you thought you served God's purpose, but that you were completely wrong. Why? Because you followed people who raised false finish lines. Have you done athletics before? Okay, let me remind you. I don't know if you saw that video clip of the primary school children that were running a relay. And they gave it to the last guy. The guy turned back and went in another direction. He was faster than his athletic teacher. The teacher that was teaching them athletics was faster than him. But will they give him crown? No. Even though it was the fastest. Tell your neighbor, don't run in the wrong direction. You need to know what you are doing. Praise the Lord. Father, I thank you for this morning. I ask for Lord for entrance. I ask for utterance. I ask for help. I ask for the anointing, and I pray the Lord of heaven that you will break yokes and you will glorify Jesus in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Matthew chapter 6 verse 10. Let us read the Lord's. Now, the people call it the Lord's Prayer. Please, I want to correct that impression. It is not the Lord's Prayer. It is the disciples' prayer. It is not the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is found in John 17. The prayer of a priest was found in John 17. This one is the disciples' prayer. The Lord taught them, pray like this. Is it their prayer? Tell your neighbor, this is your prayer point. Let's take it from verse 8. Let me start from 8. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Can we stop there? There are two components of this prayer that I want us to pay attention, or we'll be paying attention to, is the issue of the kingdom and the issue of the will. We cannot speak about kingdom without speaking about the will. Every king has a will. Every kingdom is driven by constitution. Every kingdom are driven by laws. And those laws are enacted at the whim and caprices of the king. Praise the Lord. When you speak about the Old Testament, what you have heard is that they are called laws. Laws. And I hear people say, we are not under the law. We are not under the law. Listen to me. Even in ordinary day life, there are laws. Life is regulated by what? Laws. Have you seen a person drive opposite direction on the road? He's supposed to be on the right, he's on the left. What happens to such a person? You will have an accident. Even life outlines boundaries. I don't know whether I'm making sense. Where did we get those from? We have a boundary here. If I go beyond my boundary, it is called trespass. So definitely, if it is so amongst men, if men naturally know that they need to set boundaries for men, how much more God, who has set boundaries for us? There is no permission for lawlessness. Now, we have read this. Now, let us go to Matthew chapter 7. There is this scripture I like there. The first time I came across that scripture, I've been reading the Bible, but the day the Lord drew my attention, I was scared. Matthew 7. Let's pick the thought from 23. Can you pick the thought from 23? No. Let us take it from 21. Let's do 21 to 23. Look at it. Said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord. Now, you see, when you say Lord, you are saying that he has sovereignty over your will. Am I making sense? He has what? Sovereignty. And when a person has sovereignty over a will, he can choose to do with you as he pleases. I don't know, I heard in the Benin Empire, and I think in other empires of the world, when the king dies, there are personal slaves that must escort him to the world beyond. I don't know whether you know that. It was not the choosing of the slave. Because he's a slave, he has no choice. He has no control. He has no say anymore. Whether he wants to follow the king to the land of the dead, or he wants to stay with his wife in the land of the living. Am I making sense? He has lost the permission to exercise free choice. I don't know how many of you have, or you have been outside before. When an outside begins to flex muscle, it is time for the answer to go. Is that not so? So it's not about you saying, Lord, Lord. Hear what he said. No one that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that does what? The will. Ever said the will? Anytime we talk about the kingdom, you cannot separate it from his will. It's about doing, but it's not just doing for doing sake. It is doing what is the will of God. Verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And let me tell you the truth. To prophesy requires a lot of faith. I remember I've tried to prophesy. Some of you have stayed with speaking in tongues. You left the other person come and interpret it. Praise the Lord. But if you want to know whether you're a real prophet, please prophesy that naira and dollar will be 1-to-1 tomorrow. Then I will know that as a prophet. Even when that thing enters your head, you will say, Holy Spirit, are you sure? Praise God. Oh, it takes great faith to try that. When Elisha said, by this time tomorrow, there was nothing in creation that would have made that come to pass. Ha! That thing requires faith. For me, that faith is higher than rebuking mountains. Ah! If that thing didn't come to pass, alive. The ministry of Elisha is finished. Do you follow what I'm trying to say? So when this person said, I prophesied in your name, their prophecies came to pass. God backed up their prophecies. It's not that they prophesied and it did not come to pass. They stood and said, in the name of Jesus, this is what will happen. According to the word of the Lord, the rain will fall on Christmas Day. And it fell. And they came back to church. Praise God. Praise God. We have the new prophets in town. Praise God. And all of you will be bowing and say, man of God, man of God. Therein lies the danger. Because of performance, and because God backed you up, does not mean that God likes you. Does not mean that you are approved. Did you not read in the Bible that all of them came out of Egypt? They drank from that same rock, the spiritual water. They all partook of those miracles. But with many of them, God was not pleased. And what did he do? He overthrew them. That out of those thousands that came out of Egypt, only two entered. God is not looking for quantity. He's looking for quality. I prophesied in your name. And in thy name, he do not cast out devils. How many of you have tried casting out devils? Listen to me. If you cast out devils, you will like it. Ah, you will like it. Oh, man, doom. Have you prophesied? Oh, man, doom. In the name, come out. The fish just from my soul, bagga. Ah. You just start the ministry of casting out of devils, traditionally incorporated. Hallelujah. Look, the thing is sweet. The Bible says the disciples came back and they said, Lord, Kai! They were joyful. They said, we have never seen it happen like this. Demons were subject to us in your name. And Jesus Christ said, don't rejoice in that. But that your name is written where? Book of life. It's about the book of life. Don't miss it. These things are distractions. They are allowed to happen to us to prove whether you are worthy or you are not worthy. We cast out devils in your name and you honored our word. You honored our deliverance ministries. And in your name, did you not do many wonderful works? There's a trending something going on. I'm not paying attention. There's somebody built a cathedral or a cathedral. How many? Is it 1 million or 500,000? 100,000. And we are celebrating it. Many years ago, Rick Joyner wrote a book. And it spoke about the city of Christianity. It's not the same with the city of God. So one of the hallmarks of the city of Christianity is that they were putting up structures at the expense of putting up souls. He had written that book about 10-15 years ago. So it is happening. Crystal Cathedral. Do you remember the Crystal Cathedral? The first of its kind in the world. The man died a pauper. He's dead now. Priscilla is dead. That cathedral went into bankruptcy. If God did not send you, you will pay for it. We did wonderful works that CNN came to cover it. It's not the issue. Next verse, 23. 23. And then will I profess unto them. May this not be your judgment in the name of Jesus. May this not be our judgment in the name of Jesus. Then will I profess, profess to them, I never knew you. Now the word knew is similar to the word, and Adam knew his wife. And she brought forth a male child. Hallelujah. So what was Jesus saying? He said, I never knew you. In other words, he said, I never impregnated you with the idea that you brought forth. When, see, God impregnates people. That's why I said that your heart is like a womb. It's a soil. And so they impregnate you with ideas. So the issue is that who is impregnating you with ideas? Is it coming from the world system or is it coming from the Spirit of God? Can you discern the nature of the seed that has been dropped into your heart? Do you know it? Can you discern it? Praise God. It's a very serious thing. Because you saw all the poor men in Nigeria, you now said because your heart is moved, you now start a ministry to the poor. Did they send you? Have you seen announced help employed in somebody's house who goes to work in somebody else's house get any money at the end of the month? No. Did he not work as announced help? The person did. But was the person where he was supposed to be working? No. That you saw a need does not mean you have a commission. It's not a proof of a commission. He said, I never knew you. Why? When I looked at the works you produced, I could not see my signature on those works. They didn't carry the signet of the king. The king did not impregnate you with the ideas and the inspiration. He came from somewhere else. And that's why you must be careful what runs through your mind. Praise God. You now know why Paul said we should think the kind of thoughts we're supposed to think, thoughts that are honest. There's a need to discipline what goes through our minds. Praise the Lord. Says, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that walk iniquity. What is iniquity? These people were not fornicators. These people were probably the kind of ministers you and I would want to follow in this world. People we can look up to and say, my God, that is a man of God. Hallelujah. But Jesus called them workers of iniquity. Why worker of iniquity? What was iniquity? The word iniquity there means lawlessness. A man without law, a man without control, a man not who did not subject his will to the master. He didn't surrender it. So a man who is self-willed. When you are self-willed, you will do as you please. There was a man called Joab who was self-willed. The king said, if you see my son, Absalom, please spare his life. And the man came to Joab. He said, I saw the king's son. His hair was hanging between the tree and the earth. I said, what did you do? So I left him. And you did not kill him. He said, I would have given you thousands of shekels of... He would even give me a million. I would not touch it. Because the king, I heard the king say, we should not touch it. And he said, nonsense. What kind of king is that? And he went and he set three daggers or darts into his heart and killed Absalom. David had, but there was nothing David could do. But in control, you say that your heart of disobedience will push you into hell. It's a consistent work. Judas did not enter hell by mistake. It has been a practice over time. The Bible says he has been stealing money. He has been stealing church money. But he did not know that one that he was going to do was what's going to put him in trouble. Worker of iniquity. So iniquity is that you are not under control. You are not under authority. You are doing as you please. You have no future in this kingdom. Now, it's a two-edged something. Leaders can take your will and mesmerize you. It's a risk. I know that being in love makes you vulnerable. Praise the Lord. But if you walk with God, you will be vulnerable. But will you be prepared to submit your will to God and ask and wait on God and ask Him, what will you want me to do? Do you know that part of Jesus' walk on earth, He had to learn obedience. Now, what was obedience? Jesus will pass people by who were sick. He would have loved to heal them, but the Holy Ghost will not permit Him to heal. Carrying so much power, so much anointing, yet they did not allow Him to use it. He had to wait for them to give Him permission to use it. They were testing Him all the way. When He passed the roadside where blind Bartimaeus was, and Bartimaeus was crying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy. He had Him. But He did not wait because He was waiting for the Holy Ghost to say stop. If the Holy Ghost didn't say stop, Jesus will continue. You don't serve God with emotions. It's not an emotional thing. Based on emotions, you should have stopped and say, KCO. I'm talking, is it a KCO? In the north, they say, Kagani. Say, wait. Yeah, yeah, Iki. Oh, you want me to hear you? Oh, yeah. No. It's not your will. It's not your kingdom. The gift is not yours. The work is not yours. You were employed. Hallelujah. And so you must submit to the will of Him who employed you. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. It's His own, not our own. And so Jesus now got to the ultimate point of His will. And in that garden, He looked at the cup and said, this cup will be difficult to drink. But He who called Him, can we go to Hebrews 10? See what He said at the beginning of His ministry. Hebrews 10. That's Hebrews that we read. He said, I come in the volume of the books that is written of me. Yeah. Wherefore, when He cometh into the world, He says, sacrifice and offering thou wouldst not, but a body art thou prepared me. Next verse. In both offerings and sacrifice for sin, thou had no pleasure. He now says this. 7. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of book, it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Somebody said that the book that was in the hand of God in the book of Revelation was the volume of God's will that Jesus needed to break and read. He had read the will concerning Himself. That was another volume. There are many volumes. There are volumes concerning you, which you must find out. You must read it, and you must do it. The greatest tragedy, Jesus told again, He said, man has three stages in life. He said, many never know, get to the first stage of their plan of God for their life before they exit the earth. Because they don't take time to ask. They don't take time to seek. They are following there's a course of this world. Praise God. I studied engineering. Who do you think designed the curriculum for an engineering course? Who do you think designed it? The prince of darkness designed it. Are you with me? The prince designed that system. And we pursue it. Not realize that we are not... There are two curriculums, though. There's a book that is written of you. There is one they've given your parents, and they have said, this is how you will go in life. When they born you, are you hearing me? This is the curriculum of your life. That Babylon, or the cosmos, the cosmos and the prince of the air have said, he said, when you are born, you will go to primary nursery school, have you? KG. I didn't go to KJ, I went to primary nursery. It is a way of making money that we could have a KG. Then we go to, after primary, Christ. It is money. It is, we went to nursery. We went to nursery. From nursery, we went to primary. And from primary, we went to secondary. From secondary, where did you go to? University. After university, we marry. After we went for NYC. After NYC,
A master's. Okay, after master's, you marry. After you marry, you born your own pikin. After you born your own pikin, you raise your own pikin. After you raise your own pikin, you let your pikin to marry. After you have married your pikin, you go and die. That's your curriculum. Abi, am I lying? Who designed that curriculum? The prince of the air. However, there is another curriculum that you must find out, which is in the books. It's called the volume of the book. God spoke, the angels spoke to Pastor Buck, yeah? The angels on our side, they said, every human being that comes to the earth, there is a book that God has written concerning them. They must find that book and read it. And leave it. Because in that book is the will of God concerning them. That drama yesterday said that it was God's program for that multi-billionaire to be saved and to give and to give our resources for the kingdom. That was what was in the book. And the person who was to push her into the work began to do his own program. Many people's lives are tied to your own. And you and I must be very careful how we handle it. We are not living for ourselves. We are living for something far, far bigger. Hallelujah. This, me, my wife, my children, and my work, you are a worker of iniquity. And you don't know it. Where am I? I've come to do thy will, O God. Verse 8. Above, when it says sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin, that would not, neither as pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Verse 9. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He take away the first, like my establish the second. It was a will that had been written before the earth was founded. So when Jesus knelt down there and said, let this cup pass over me, God reminded him that this thing has been crowned in eternity. It can't be altered. You don't negotiate God's will. You don't say, God, were you sure when you were thinking about this? Because the way I'm looking at it doesn't make sense. Praise God. Many of you don't know God. Let me explain to you about God. If you go to the book of Hebrews 11, take me to Hebrews 11. Can we pick the top from 31? Just pick the top from 31. There, but let's look at from 31. Hebrews 11. By faith, the harlot Ahab perished not with them that did what? Believed. But she received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, and of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets. 33. Who through faith did what? Subdued kingdoms. What did they do again? They wrought righteousness. What else did they do? They obtained promises. What else did they do? They stopped the mouth of lions. What else did they do? What else did they do? And what else happened? They worked valiant in fight and turned to fly the armies of aliens. My God, I like those kind of testimonies. Are these not the kind of testimonies we share all the time in church? Father, I want to thank you for what you have done in my life. I just got to the battle and I saw this stupid Philistine was making noise and I just took my finger and I just fired one and the guy just came and church, can you hear me shout seven hallelujah? Hallelujah. They were all fulfilling the will of God. Are you with me? But now let us look at another side of God's will. Continue. No. This one is still part of the rest of it. Now, this is where I want to start. This one is what we don't like. And others who were doing the will of God. According to God's will for their lives, this is it. For some, their own was to quench the mouth of lions, quench the fiery, that whatever it is, they were to subdue kingdoms. That was will of God. But this is also the will of God for this set of people. They were all doing will of God. What was the will of God for them? They had trial of cruel mockings and scourges, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. Do you like this one? Will you come to church and say, I want to thank God they put me in prison yesterday? because it was the will of God for my life. He said, my friend, brother, shut up there. Just bring the microphone and go and sit there. No spoil it. No. They were stoned. They were sown
asunder.
We're tempted. We're slain with the sword. They wandered about with sheep skins and goat skins. Being what? Destitute. Now, they were giving tithe and offering, but they were still destitute. It was part of the will. That was what they wrote down for them. And they were, did what? They were tormented. 38. Of whom, can you now see the judgment? Can you now see God's perspective? Said the world was not worthy of them. But when you look at them from the perspective of the earth, you will not want to associate with them. Do you know that Paul was among this kind of people? If I invited Paul for this convention, many of you won't come. Paul, the apostle, said, I put on the anvil the special ministers of God, Paul of Tarsus. He will say, no, I'm not coming. Because if Paul comes for this meeting, the Jews will come here and beat him up. And that meeting, Paul was not popular. Everywhere Paul went, there was trouble. At the particular time they put him in prison, nobody showed up to greet him. Praise God. Am I talking to you? And he said they abandoned him. He said, the Lord have mercy on them. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. 39. And these all, having a good, that they were wandering in caves and this was a good report. Who will mark your script at the end of your life? Who will mark it? It's the Lord. The Lord looked at their script and said they passed, so they got a good report. It's not what he asked you to go through. People, you don't know that it was God's will for Lazarus to be poor and the rich man to be rich. It was his will. And he put them together like Pastor and Mrs. Bello, white and something, put them together like that, hallelujah, just like this white, amen. That I'm using as an example this morning. Now the rich man was to use his riches to help Lazarus, and Lazarus was in his poorness, he must not be bitter against him. Both of them were tests for one another. That was his will. He was using both of them to use the example. Remember one time like that, they saw one man that was born blind, and they said, which of his parents sinned? Did you remember that? He said, it's God's will that he was born like that, so that the glory of God may be shown through him. You don't understand God though. We need to understand God. When you know his will, you should be at peace. It does not matter what people say. You should be where? At peace. They obtained a good report through faith, even though they did not receive the promises of deliverances. But they remained faithful. The Bible says they saw these things afar and they embraced them. Am I talking to somebody this morning? So when we talk about the kingdom, it's about the will of God. Now, the will of God is more than, I want to marry. Am I making sense? It goes beyond that. There are so many aspects of your life where God has a will for. But primarily, you must find out what God has decided about your life. Listen to me. You may have graduated as a medical doctor. It does not mean that that is what God wants you to do with your life. Are you with me? For some, he may allow them to practice. And for some, he said, no, you are not practicing. Am I communicating to you? Look, God uses God. I don't know. I don't understand. See, you cannot understand His ways. His ways are past findings. But the important thing is that you must take time to wait on Him to find out what is your blueprint for my life, so that you don't run somebody else's race. My father wanted me to do medicine. He so pressurized me do medicine. Now I would have passed. But I will have had no passion for it. And I've had no passion. And I see many doctors, they don't have passion. When you see a doctor that likes medicine, you are blessed. But when you meet one that does not like it, what is wrong with you? That's all. You are going to collect this drug. And next, the patient, he has no interest. And it's like that with all of us. Many of us are doing jobs we don't like. That's why you wake up on Monday and say, God, can you let this cup pass over me? Praise God. Let us find out what God wants. It's not what you want, it's what does He want. And when you find out what He wants, you are committed to it. So you, and when we talk about God's will, we're talking about His intent. What is His program? I want to say this as I begin to close. I suspect that God will mark our card, our score, our report card, based on the original blueprint He has in His hand. You know, every teacher has a marking scheme. Have you done the exam and said, the man failed me? Have you remember that testimony? The madam, if you don't want to fail, go and write your own marking scheme and score yourself. The lecturer will grade you according to his own marking scheme. I know lecturers that don't mark. They don't look at, once they look at your name, okay, he's a day. He contributes in school, in class. He's intelligent. I give him B. 60 B. They don't read. Especially when you have classes of 300 people in one class. No lecturer will read your script. They don't read it. They just look at it. I don't know this boy. I don't. They look at the first sentence. Ibonlo Ambe. And the last one is another Shakabula. You just give him F. You can read it. You close the next. They don't have time. Praise God. They will mark you according to what is in their heart. So if you are intelligent, you will make sure that you answer the questions according to what you think, you know the man has taught you. I don't know whether I'm might communicate to you. It's simple. There's nothing complicated about the will of God. It's only when we talk about marriage, I put together a marriage seminar and people were waiting to me to teach them how to find a sister or a brother. I can't teach you that. I won't be living with you when there's trouble. Amen. I can only give you keys. But let me say this as I begin to close. I have so much to say, but not today. So much to say, but not today. I want to break the will of God down into three categories. The first one is revealed in your family setting. When I say the will of God is revealed in your family setting. It is God's will that you should obey and honor your parents. Did you understand that? That is where you start learning the basic fundamentals of obedience. Praise God. Then the second level, of course, I'm talking about your family, I'm talking about the society. Is that okay? Is that cool? Right. The second level is the written word of God. You will now come there. And then you begin to see instructions in the Bible. Praise the Lord. And then the third level is when the Holy Spirit will start giving you specifics. If Jesus Christ said in the word of God, he said, if you cannot love the brother you see, how can you love God that you cannot see? If you cannot obey the person you see, you cannot obey the one that you cannot see. It is truth. I don't know whether you are with me. So if you have read scripture, thou shalt not lie. And look at it. I'm in the business of comedy. Are you with me? You know, when most of those stand-up comedians, they tell a lot of lies. Yesterday I was in worry. I saw two boys. They just conjured a lie. They say it's business. When you enter hell, you will tell them that. Why? Because every idle word that proceeds out of a man's mouth, he shall give account of it thereof. Any idle word, whether it is a business or it is a play, he will answer. Every word that is there, there is no joke attached to it. Do you understand me? It says, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. You have a difficulty obeying that. God will never speak to you. He won't talk to you. Because the small ones you can't obey. Is it when the Holy Ghost will now come and say, that your son, your only son Isaac, take him to Mount Moriah and sacrifice him. Is that when he will talk to you? He won't talk to you. My God, please welcome with me my old friend and brother, Reverend and Mrs. Femi Dada. Yeah, welcome, man of God. Praise God. Amen. Where did I stop? It was Reverend Dada that took the anointing out of my head. If you don't know how to honor the word, the Holy Ghost will speak. He will be looking at you. Because there's something that the Holy Ghost said. Say you don't cast power, your goodly powers or costly powers for swine. Things that are precious in his sight, he will give it to you. They will withhold it. Because you have not honored, you have not shown appreciation for the things that he has even revealed. How do you expect him to now come and to say, my son, go to Mount Moriah. Go to Mount Moriah. Give me your son, your only son. You like people sharing that, those testimonies that God came in the cool of the day and he began to speak with Abraham. No, Abraham did not just get to that point. There was this history of obedience. He has been obeying God. He has been following his will. Do you know that the Bible said that when the word of God tried Joseph, that was when they promoted him. He had come to understand his will and they gave him opportunities to negotiate that will. It was the will of God that he should go to prison. And opportunities came. And somehow, remember the first man, he said, when you come, remember me. And the man did not remember him. If it were you, Chomo, that guy was my classmate. We were together. I was one who taught him. He didn't know anything, but now he's an attorney general. And I've called his number 3 times. He has not picked it. People are wicked, though. You know what is happening there? Bitterness. It was heaven that stopped that man from remembering Joseph because of the will. Listen to me. Are you prepared to pay the price for the will of God? It's not just mouth. Say, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. No, it's much more than that. When they place the will on you, they may take your life. Praise God. Do you know that those missionaries that came to Africa, it was the Holy Spirit that spoke to them to come. Knowing fully well, within 1 week of landing in Nigeria, or in West Africa, there was no Nigeria there, that the savages will kill them. He knew. And he sent them. And those who first set died, the second set had the sick. You think you are ready for the will? Will, Ileo. Will is more than inheritance, so come and inherit good things. No. I'm not sharing the good part with you this morning. I'm sharing the very, very bad part of it. Because the bad part could mean that come bring your life, let us waste it. Praise God. That woman that brought the alabaster box and broke it, she was wasting 1 year of her life. 1 year of her life, she wasted it. Because the wages of 1 year was what bought that perfume. Somebody said, money is the value of your life. Money is what? It's what, that's the value. When they evaluate your life, they quantify it in money terms. Why? I go to a place of work for 30 days, spend my life and my life force and everything I have there, and they give me a salary. Salary. And I take that money and I bring it to honor God. I'm saying that, God, I've come to honor you with my life. Praise God. They said, Obasanjo's father, they were donating money for a church structure or so, and the father did not have money. I said, take my son. To give it to the vicar, I said, take my son as an offering and let him go and work. That's all I can afford. You now understand why Obasanjo is favored, in spite of his craziness. It's electricity. God, there's still mercy over that man. There are things you do that God even responds to. It's your life. So you have to understand that if they say, come lay down your life as a living sacrifice, are you willing to put it there and say, you are Lord? Do it as you please. I'm finally rounding up. Final one. The parable of the kingdom. There were servants that were in the field, they were working. And they worked and toiled all day. And at the end of the day, they came back into the house. And their master said, welcome. Now go and prepare me something to eat. And they did it and they came back. And the man did not commend them. He didn't give commendation. It was not considerate that they should have rested. He did not give them rest. And at the end, he said, all that was sufficient for them to have said is that we are just unprofitable servants. Even if God does not say thank you, are you still willing to do his will? Suppose he doesn't say thank you. Supposing you do so many things in church, and pastor does come home and say, somebody has done something special. Can you please put your hands together? Let us put your hands together. Let us jam our hands together. Can you imagine that this morning I don't say, let us appreciate the choir. And I just said, the song you even sang, I don't even know where you got that song from. Many of them will come back for the next rehearsal. I don't know whether you're with me. Bishop Oyedepo did something for Bishop Abioye. Rain was falling. Bishop Abioye was trekking in the rain. Bishop saw him and passed him and he did not stop to pick him up. And Bishop drove to church. At that point, Bishop Abioye had to make up his mind whether it was Bishop Oyedepo was having him or the God of heaven. So when he concluded that it was God he came to serve, not Bishop, Bishop said, now you have passed the test. He deliberately did not pick him up. I don't have that kind of heart. But it's a lesson. If I now decide to do it to you, you won't come to church again. I know you. I know you. You won't come. Me, I can't do it too, but if I choose to do it, who are you serving? If you call him Lord, Malachi said, if I be Lord, where is my fear? Is it fear or no? Oh no. Okay, go. Give us that scripture. Malachi chapter 1. I will pray on that. A son honoreth his father and the servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? If you call me Father, my Father who art in heaven, hallowed, where is my honor? Some of us, in giving offering, we hide it. We squeeze it. Some of us will not even honor God with our increase. Say, where is my honor? Say, many will say, Lord, Lord, on that day, and I said, I don't know you. And if I be a master, where is my fear? Hear the Lord of hosts unto you priests in PGT. Can we bow our heads to pray? If God truly is a father, he deserves honor. If God truly is a master, he deserves fear. If we call him Lord, then we must be ready to surrender our wills. We must give up our wills. We must say, Lord, that's the meaning of Lord. Thy will, O God. Thy kingdom. That is when we see the expression of the kingdom. When man submits to his will. You and I must learn how to submit. And to say like Jesus, not my will, but thine be done. He said, lo, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me to do thy will, O God. It's about doing his will. But you must find the will. You must know the will. You must be acquainted with the will before you can begin to do it. And so let us talk to the Lord.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.
Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint, know his excellency of speech, the right power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.